Okay, I've asked Ben to conduct for today's meeting, and so I'll go ahead and turn the time over.
Okay, welcome everybody that's here. Go ahead and call the meeting to order at 9:05 a.m. I guess we need an invocation. Dad, will you honor us today?
Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this beautiful day and for our health and strength to be here and to consider various possibilities for Deer Springs Ranch. We're grateful for this opportunity and pray for thy spirit to be here with us, that we might communicate clearly, that we might enjoy inspiration from thee and answer to the dilemmas that we feel. We're grateful for the freedoms of America and for the opportunity of owning land and using our creative ability to steward it in a proper way. We're grateful for these people who give of their time and talent to serve other members. We ask for thy blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, in attendance, we'll go around the room, and I'll say for those that are on teleconference to know, I'm here, Ben Clarkson, John Southwick,
Shauna Cox.
I'm getting there, Shauna.
Bad of me.
I'm getting there. Paul and Nancy Brayton, Dale and Patsy Clarkson. I'm trying to make some notes while I go, so I have my record. I'm not sure we've met before.
Robert Allen.
Robert Allen. Thanks for being here. Troublemaker.
Put it down.
Hey, you made it in, so.
Brent Fulmer.
Brent Fulmer's still kicking and going.
Yep.
For those that were wondering if Brent was going to ever come out of hibernation, he has temporarily come out. And Linda Alderman.
He's a freak of that snowmobile of mine.
Hello, who just came on?
John Harris.
Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
So we have John Harris. What other board members do we have on the teleconference? Okay, what other members do we have on the teleconference?
Hank, one of us is us, Vance Green.
Okay.
Clint Green.
Mike Duvall.
Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
And Clint, you're out there, too. I think you guys spoke at the same time.
Yeah, it's Clint Gray from Denver.
Hello, Clint.
Okay, thanks, everybody, for participating. That brings us to approval and correction of last month's minutes of December. Those that are here have been handed out a copy of that to review. Again, as far as board members, that would be John and I.
Do you have enough?
I think there's another copy here.
Yes, there's.
Did you get one?
I didn't.
Okay.
And Sean.
Yeah, but Sean was not here at the December meeting. If she has, Sean has had a couple of questions on it to clarify for her. One thing I want to clarify, I think the only question, I think the minutes are accurate, but I wanted to just go back the way that this was posted in here and clarify with Paul. Paul, it's noted in here, and I remember our discussion on the hay, that the hay was not great quality hay or horse hay or high dollar hay, but it's good hay, or I mean, it's not spoiled or gone bad. In here it just says hay is no good. I remember you making the comment, I think indicating it's run-of-the-mill cow hay. It's not very it's not high quality hay, and it's not a horse quality hay. It's edible winter hay for cows, which is kind of what we were buying or something. But I didn't want people to misunderstand and think all the hay that we had bought it somehow now molded or rotted was going to be pushed off the creek bank. That's kind of the impression, I think, that the minutes
And it's edible. It's just not, I mean, worth eating it.
Right.
And it works.
Right.
But
so we will still feed it. We've talked about you maybe trading out some or, as it says in here, being sold on request for members. So I didn't want members to think, oh, there's no hay up there I can't buy or whatever. It's for temporary. It's not going to hurt any animals. It's just not a great quality hay.
A lot of that the hay that I picked up last was the first hay that they had stacked. So that was kind of what we were using first, and that went to a lot of the cows that were up there.
Okay.
And so that's all gone now.
Okay, that was just to clarify on there.
Very good.
Before we go any further, John, are you trying to take minutes, or Shauna, are you going to?
Maybe I should.
I think so. I appreciate you volunteering.
Only to do with my arm.
Ken, I appreciate you volunteering and conducting.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, we need to have a record on that. So, I don't know if it's just a formality or informally. Well, I guess there is four of the seven of us here participating with John Harris on the phone.
John, did you get a chance to look at those minutes on the internet?
No, they hadn't come into my computer at work when I left yesterday, and I do not have one here at home that's working.
Okay.
I have an old one here that's not working, and when I left work yesterday afternoon, I looked to see if the meetings were there, and they were not.
Okay, I think what happened was they may not have gotten emailed out to each individual board member, but they did get posted on the web.
I looked on the web.
Well, you did? Okay,
yeah.
I pulled mine off from that, so I'm not sure.
What time did you pull them off?
Well, I think it was yesterday.
I checked last night and seen I didn't have any either, so it's the first time I've seen it. I suggest that we maybe postpone approving the minutes so that we have time to go through them.
No, and I think that's fine. Well, you're making that a motion?
I'm making that a motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Motion and second to postpone the approval of the December minutes until we have a chance to review them and have some more of the board members that attended that meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.